Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. The time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so you can hear what kind of beautiful messages Jesus and the divine beings are going to share with us today. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves. So I am Barbara Grace Reynolds and we are going to hear who DC Love is. I soon turn on her mic.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be here with you, Barbara. I was guided to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and sometimes I have a hard time saying that because I hear a little whisper in my ear, and it's from Joan Rivers saying, yes, DC, and you're also certifiable. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I feel that our connection is really a divine connection, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background has been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. It is also the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, and greetings from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a healer, a teacher, an author, and there's something else, but it's gone out of my head. So I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everybody that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love. Actually, that should have been, you can learn more about DC Love or me by going to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. You click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page. You'll find our pictures and learn more buttons. The learn more buttons under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can find DC. And the learn more about me will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that I have gained over the years that I have posted there that's for anyone who is looking. So you may find the answers that you're looking for right there. Okay, now it is time for us to hear these marvelous messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I have, Barbara, is I was guided to read this little prayer this morning, and it's entitled Your Heart's Voice. It was written by Lisa Clayton. Trust your inner voice that is connected to your heart. Can you hear it? Melt mind chatter and connect. Listen and learn to recognize and honor your heart's voice. The logical world is crumbling, and the spiritual world is expanding. Trust and have faith in the divine guidance that we send to you each day and flow into your heart's golden glow. Structure and rules from old ways are dissolving to the new structure with flow of love living and giving in the heart-centered communities. Nothing feels the same. Nothing is the same. as the divine energetic waves transform your perceived reality to the new reality of living through loving all. Learn to listen to your heart's whispers. Remember, angels are always by your side, flooding your heart with love and golden light. Call upon us, ask us, trust and believe in us. We are all one. Unity is our mission. Fall in love with your heart's voice. Honor it. Believe in its intelligence. Be in alignment of your heart leading and your mind following. Angels' guidance will always lead you to your heart's voice. And the next thing I have is from Jesus. Beloved ones, I love you unconditionally. There is nothing that you could ever do to change the way that I feel about you. You are so precious to me. I love you today, tomorrow, and forever. Every day is a new start, a new beginning. Wherever you are going, I have already been there, and I have paved the way for you. Invite me on your journey. I never promised that it would be easy, but it is certainly worth it. When you focus on my promises instead of your problems, your mind will be filled with peace. Spend time talking to me as you would a dear friend. Let me know your concerns and your worries. Talk about decisions you must make. Everything that is weighing on your mind, I am always available. You are never alone. I am here with you as you face every new tomorrow. I will be with you through every trial. Never doubt in the dark what I have shown you in the light. If you need a reason to keep going, I'm your reason. I love you, and I will remain with you. Allow me to be your rock, your fortress. Please trust in me, even though you may not understand my plan. I know all there is to know. I know you better than you know yourself. I will give you courage to accept the things you cannot change, the ability to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You are a perfect child of God. I created you in my image. I love you just the way you are. Love and value yourself. You are a divine masterpiece. You are my handiwork. You are here to do that which I have planned long ago. I do not make mistakes. You are so beautiful. Be thankful for every new day. I love you, Jesus. And I have one last message from Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. I am with you, and I am ready to catch you when you fall. Beloved, when life gets tough, pray. When life is joyous, pray. Do not mourn bad decisions. They can be overcome with good decisions that you make. Do not be afraid to make a mistake, because mistakes are proof that you are trying. Do not be afraid of inspiration. I have given you talents that I want you to use. Remind yourself, you do not have to do what everyone else is doing. Your thoughts become your words. Where the mind goes, man will follow. I have a plan for you. I am aware of your wants and your desires. Decide today that you won't give up on your dreams. Keep pushing forward. Know that I am with you. I want you to succeed. Whatever you believe about yourself on the inside will manifest on the outside. Without dreams, we cannot accomplish anything. Without love, we don't feel anything. Everything comes from love. Where love exists, great things will happen. I love you because of who you are, not because of anything you've done. When you choose to love as I love, it sets you free. Never lose faith. I love you too much to let you down. Make up your mind that you will not give up until your dreams come to fruition. Stay strong, knowing that I am working with you right now, and you will see all happens in divine timing. I care about everything that concerns you. You can talk with me at any time. I may not always get you out of a situation, but I will certainly help you through it. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Do not look back. You cannot change the past. Look ahead instead of behind you. Walk courageously through the doors that I have opened for you. Do not become discouraged by the doors that have closed. When times become difficult, The challenges you face are there to help you grow and become stronger. No matter what is going on, stay in peace, knowing that I am with you. Be a blessing to others daily. Let the light shine brightly. Remember, love is patient and it is kind. As you allow me to walk with you, my presence shines brightly upon you. Nothing can separate you from my love. My love is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no end. Choose love in every instance and in every circumstance. Most of all, let your love guide you into the full experience of who you are. Only then will you have truly lived. Live a life filled with love. I am always with you. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Those were wonderful. Okay, now we will see what kind of wonderful message Jesus wants to send through me now for each and every one of us. And remember, this message is for you. If you are listening to it, it is for you. My beloveds, all is not lost. We say this because so many of you feel that the circumstances that are surrounding you are becoming so big that it feels like everything is just over. It's like the whole world is just ending. There's so much chaos. And every time you turn around, they're presenting to you some other horrible thing that has happened on the news. But all is not lost. There's nothing for you to be upset about. Nothing for you to be afraid of. You are simply coming to the realization of yourself, of your power. So many of you have been focused on the world and what is happening in the world and deciding whether or not you could do anything based on what was going on in the world. And you are coming to realize that you don't have any control over the world. You never did. You weren't supposed to. Your power lies in you. And in every moment, you are making the choices that are creating your life. And of course, the cumulative of everyone's choices is the world. But that's not your concern. You can't change the world. You can't change other people. But you can change you. We want you to start looking where your power lies, looking at your life, at your beliefs, at what you do, at what you say, at what you think, at what you feel, because that is where your power is. You have each been given the free will to do whatever you think is right in any moment. The Creator is not taking it away from you, and neither are any of us. We don't want to take it away from you. We don't want to control your life. We don't want to dictate to you what you should do. We assist you when you ask, but we don't require that you do what we say. We know that if you listen to us, things will change. But whether you listen or not, we're still here for you. We still love you. That never changes. That is the one constant in all of the universe. The love that you have. The love of the Creator. The love of all of the divine beings. The love of all of the human beings. You are loved no matter what. And that is one thing that will never end. Because love is who you are. It is what you are. It is what everything is created from. So many of you get so upset because you feel like God has turned his or her back on the world. But remember, you have free will, each and every one of you. So if you expect God to just swoop down and change circumstances, then you're asking God to take away the free will of others. That's not the way it works.
You see, because in the big scheme of things, there is no right, there is no wrong. So there's really nothing for God to come and save anyone from. You have free will so that you can create your life in whatever way you have decided to create it, to learn whatever it is that you have decided to learn. And God is not going to take that away from you. No matter how many decisions you make that you see as wrong, God's not going to take that away from you. The Creator does not punish you. The Creator is not mean and spiteful. The Creator does not keep a record of everything you've ever done that was considered a sin. The Creator really doesn't care about that. You are loved. That's what the Creator does. That's what the Creator is. You are loved. And you get to make your own choices. And there is no right and there is no wrong. So no matter what you choose, you can change it. And even when you've made one of those holy promises before God that you are going to do this, that, or the other, the Creator does not care if you make a change in your decision, because that is your free will. We tell you this because so many of you get wrapped up in the belief that once you've made a promise, especially if you've made a promise to God, you must keep that promise or God's going to be mad at you. And that's never, ever true. Everything in your life is about learning. Everything in your life is about allowing yourself to grow, to evolve, to become aware. To become aware of who you really are. To become aware of the potential in your life. To become aware of your power. To take the actions that are going to create what you desire from that state of awareness. That's what it's all about. And yes, you can make promises to the Creator. That's fine. But know that the Creator's love will not change. Even if you break a promise, that love will always be there. Always. There's no way to stop it. So you don't ever have to worry about offending God. You can't. It's not possible. And even if this makes absolutely no sense to you, one day it will. One day you will come to an understanding of who you are. Really are. And that's part of the beauty of life. So we want you to go forth and live your life and do what you feel is right in every moment. And then consider whether or not it is actually right for you to do what you did. And if it's not, don't do it again. And if it is, keep doing it. You are here to create your life. You are not here to change the world or save the world or save anybody else. There's really nothing that you need to be saved from. You are just living in order to experience and learn. Give yourself the freedom to make your own choices. Don't worry. You'll do fine. And we have your back. So go for it. And live. Okay, that's what I wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara.
Okay, for a second there, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I've stopped talking to people on the air and everyone's gone.
We're here. I'm here at least.
All righty, that's good. Okay, we've come to the part of the show where people can ask questions and get messages. So if you are a caller, press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my screen. And I am in the chat room today. Yay, it's working. So you can ask a question in the chat room, too. So anyone who has a question, remember, if you've called, you need to press the number 1. And if you are in the chat room and you have logged in, you can just type your question. Okay. And no one has a question. I just love it when this happens. Okay. Well, Jesus wants me to remind you that he is here for you, each and every one of you. This is not something that he only reserves for those special people who are worthy. Everyone is worthy. Everyone. And if there's anything on your mind, or if you just want to know if there is a message for you, then go ahead and press that number 1 or type that question. It can be just, you know, I'd like to know if there's a message. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. This is about you, your life, your choices. This is your opportunity to find out what's there for you. And don't worry, they're not going to come across with, you've been doing all of this stuff wrong. You just need to fix your life. That is not the way divine guidance ever works. So let that go if you're thinking that.
No, it's not like you're, you know, on Santa's naughty or nice list and you're saying.
No, never. Okay. So if you decided you want to have a message or hear a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know. Because if you don't press 1, we're not going to click on you, because we're going to respect your desire not to be clicked on. It just sounds kind of weird, but... All right, DC, apparently no one wants a message or has any questions today.
Well, we're getting good then, I guess, Barbara.
I guess we really are.
We're getting really good at what we're doing.
We fulfilled everything for everyone.
Wow. Very, very
All right,
good.
So- Are you getting any final words? I guess we're going to end the call then.
Wow. I'm not. I mean, do you have anything just like a basic message for the whole, you know, for everyone that's listening?
The only thing I'm hearing is the words, don't give up. No matter how bad your life seems, don't give up. Go within. Connect with your guidance, get the answers, take the actions, and move forward with your own life. But don't give up.
Yeah,
that's
and
pretty
I'm
much
getting
it.
The word love. Like, live a life, you know, live your life with love, you know.
That's always
love and
wonderful
passion.
Way to live your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I see that like it's just like when you live your life with love and passion, it's sort of like it goes from one person to the next. And it just keeps on going.
Yeah. Because that love is just, it grows. It
does.
It's
so
amazing.
Beautiful. So, so beautiful. Well, this
and
is a really beautiful, special week, too. So maybe people are just, you know, getting ready for this beautiful week.
That's true. Easter is coming. We actually have someone with their hand up now, so... Apparently.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Hey.
Caller from area 360. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori. I've called before.
Hi, Lori. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm wondering if there's any message for me of how to get out of my rut, what I need to do.
Okay. Okay, let's see what they want to say.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori. Number 1, thank you for having the courage to raise your hand. That's always beautiful.
Thank you.
you know, just by raising your hand and things, you know, the angels are saying, Laura, you're a very courageous woman. So that is so, so beautiful. Okay, let's see what the angels have for Lori. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see which angels, they're all, you know, they're all saying, I want to be the one that gives the messages, but we only have a certain amount of time, so they can't all give you messages, of course. Okay, I'm going to see which angel wants to come in and give Lori a message. Now, let me see. Hold on. Okay, I believe it's Archangel Michael that's going to start off by giving you a message, I think, okay?
Okay.
If that's okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I think it's Archangel Michael, I believe. Okay. Okay, Lori. Archangel Michael is saying, I think that you need a little bit more balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to balance between working, resting, and playing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we have balance like that, you know, everything is more harmonious, of course, okay?
Yeah.
So what he's doing, he's saying, Lori, he's symbolically presenting you with a beautiful, powerful sword that's going to be used for stress relief, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, like, you really have to have perfect balance, you know, with your friends, your home environment, work and play, okay? And you've
mm-hmm.
got to remember, of course, is, Lori, your home is your castle, okay? And,
yeah.
You know, when we work, a place of work, of course, is where we find that our deepest pressure and stress is, okay? And a home is supposed to be viewed as our sanctuary, and it's a place where our spirit is supposed to be nurtured, a place where we have order and a place where we have peace. And it's really important that your home nurtures and supports, you know, others as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, work is a place where we, you know, earn our livelihood, okay? These are places of our greatest joys and our greatest challenges occur, okay? As well as our
yeah.
greatest fulfillment and achievements, okay? So ideally, your work should be an area in which you express your greatest aspirations. And play, this is, you know, the area where you have your hobbies, your activities, and, of course, relaxations and, you know, people that you associate with, okay? And, you know, that should include, of course, you know, your spiritual development. And these activities really help to elevate your state of mind. They relieve any kind of, you know, stress, any kind of confusion, any kind of frustration. So Archangel Michael is saying, Lori, he wants to help to assist you to review, to refocus, to change, re-energize any area that is really out of balance, to bring your life into the harmony that you so deserve, okay? So the first thing he's asking mm-hmm. you to do right now while you're on air with us is to smile, okay? Okay, are you smiling?
Yeah.
Okay, can you do it a little bit bigger? Okay. Thank you. So he's wanting you to affirm, Lori, that your mind, your body, and your spirit work together in complete harmony, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to spend time each day balancing your energies and taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to balance your work, and you're going to rest, and you're going to give your body all that it requires to maintain health, Lori, okay?
Okay.
And when you feel like any area of your body's, like, out of balance, you're going to call upon Archangel Michael, aren't you, Lori?
Yes.
And you're gonna ask him to assist you to restore complete equilibrium. All you have to do is say, Archangel Michael, please come in and assist me, okay?
Okay.
And as you do this, you're going to notice you have improved health, and you're going to feel better. Everything's going to come, you know, it's going to come into proper alignment. You're going to notice that you sleep better. You're going to have better quality, you know, in every area of your life. Your friendships are going to be better. Your relationships are going to be better. You're going to be able to really, like, work better. So you're going to feel this, like, in every area of your life, okay? So
okay.
He's saying, take sword, and it's going to remind you that, you know, that you have to have balance in every area of your life, okay? So he's stepping back, and he's glad that you were, you know, that he was able to come in and assist you, okay?
Okay.
Now we have an angel coming in, and she's saying that you've been thinking about something, and she's saying, yes, that your intuition is correct, okay? So whatever you've been thinking about, she's saying that you're really, really intuitive, Lori, and take action accordingly, okay?
Okay.
So open your mind now and be willing to, you know, to accept the guidance of the angels, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that, I don't know if you've asked for guidance from the angels or a loved one, okay? I don't know who you've asked for, but you're going to get guidance, okay?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, you know, that there's going to be different, you know, ventures coming your way, okay?
Okay,
so, you know, you might be, like, guided to, you know, just veer off the path that you're on, okay? So if you don't like the path that you're on, you may go, like, to take a different path, okay?
All right.
It may feel like a little bit, it will be for your, you know, your betterment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just see. Now, is that making sense to you so far, Lori?
Yes.
Okay, now let me just see here what I've been guided to show you. Okay. And the angels are giving you a little affirmation. I am always full of appreciation and gratitude, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that a career change is going to occur and it's going to change your life. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, money issues are going to improve. Okay? And
wow.
Just, you know, really just saying everything always works so perfectly in my life. And when you really feel that, it's going to. Okay? And, Lord, the angels are saying, you know, to thy known self, you know, be true. Okay? So, stop worrying so much about what others think, okay? You've really got to start being that amazing person that you know that you truly are.
Okay.
You are this beautiful, amazing person. And take a moment right now and just, you know, feel how amazing you are and, you know, and just and know that. And listen to yourself. Don't listen to the people around you, okay? And when you do, you could feel that you can make those beautiful choices for yourself. When you feel like you're not in sync with that, call upon God and the angels, and they're going to help you to make the decisions that you know that you need to make, okay? They're going to help you to listen to that inner voice inside you, okay?
All right.
Okay. And you have Jesus coming in, and he's saying, Lori, love is the ultimate reality. It is the only reality. It is the all. And the feeling of love is the experience of God and highest truth. Love is all there is, you know? All there was and all there ever will be. Move into this, you know, into this absolute, you move into love. And, Lori, you are love. You are goodness. You are mercy. You are compassion, understanding. You are peace, joy, and light. And you are the deepest wisdom and the highest truth. You are all these things, Lori. And in moments of your life, you have known yourself as these. So please, you know, sit, meditate, and get to know these again, Lori. So you're a beautiful being, Lori, and don't let anyone take that away from you, okay?
Okay.
And, honey, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to get a beautiful message from Jesus again, okay? Can you hold, please?
Oh, thank you.
I'm turn you over.
Thank you.
God bless you, and we love you, Lori. Hold on.
Thank you. Okay, Lori, here is what Jesus wants to say to you, my beloved one. You don't realize your own perfection. You look at yourself and you see all these things that are wrong, all these things that need to be fixed, all these ways you feel stuck, all of the negativity about yourself. We want you to let that go. We're going to help you to let that go right now. We are sending a host of angels to you to remove all of that negative energy that you've accumulated in your life from all of those wonderful people who thought that they were helping by giving you that energy. All of that energy is being taken away now so that you can be in the energy of unconditional love for yourself. That is what we want you to start with. We want you to start with loving you, with recognizing your value, with knowing that you deserve all the wonderful things that the Creator has for you. You deserve a life filled with love and prosperity and beauty and everything absolutely wonderful. You deserve that right now. You don't have to change anything. You deserve all of the beautiful things in life right now. And when you are in this energy of being this beautiful being that you are, then you get to start taking the actions that you are inspired to take. Like when you were encouraged to smile, that was taking action. And when you smiled, you changed the way you felt. The actions that you take are not complicated. They are not difficult. You are not being encouraged to go out and climb Mount Everest or anything like that. They are little things. Little things that show you that you love you. And the more you start taking these little actions, the more you find yourself having the joy that you want to experience in your life. You find yourself having the friends, having the prosperity, having whatever it is that you desire come into your life. It's about being in the energy of the unconditional love, doing the inspired actions, and then receiving what is being given to you. And so many people have a difficulty with accepting the gifts from the Creator. And we want you to let go of anything that says you can't accept something good, whether it be money or a flower or a butterfly coming, landing on your hand just to say hello. It's okay for you to accept the goodness of life. And that beautiful host of angels is helping you with this as well. They are adjusting your energy, bringing you into alignment with unconditional love, with acceptance of yourself, with the strength to take the actions that you feel inspired to take, with the knowing that you are one with the Creator, you are loved, and you deserve it. You deserve it right now. You are worth it right now. You are loved right now. So just allow yourself to breathe and accept all of this new energy coming into you as you are letting go of the old. And you are officially out of a rut. So go forth and live your life and do what feels right for you and be the beautiful being that you truly are. We love you and you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Ooh, I can feel all that energy moving.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you.
Okay, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling. And now you can go forth and create this amazing life that you are meant to live, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, DC, I think we are finished for today. I feel good. How about you?
Wonderful. Ginger is just singing the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh,
And she wants you to sing it, Barbara, because she's saying, Mom, don't sing it. She wants Barbara to end the show by singing the song. She said, my mom sings terrible, Barbara. But she said, you have a pretty good voice. So she wants you to start singing the song a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. See, now, when you say that, I'm thinking of this other song called Three Little Birds that we sang in church the other day, and it has some of those words in it. And it says, I can't remember the tune, though. The words are, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Rise up in the morning, smiled with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying, this is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
It's so beautiful.
All right, so everybody's had your instructions. Don't worry about a thing. Instead, be in the energy of love and create the life that you truly desire to live, because you do have that power. We will
and
be back saying, next Tuesday. Oh, go ahead.
And Ginger's saying, surrender, all that you're holding on to, surrender to God, and you'll feel better.
Yes, because you don't need to hold on to all that crap. If you don't want it in your life, don't hold on to it.
And she said she and Betty will take it to God. Just put it on the floor. They'll pick it up, and they'll take it to God. They'll be like UPS today. Put it on the floor outside your door, wherever you want to put it. They'll pick it up, and they'll take it to God.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And
all
have
right.
A blessed Easter, Barb.
You
and everyone
too.
Listening. Thank
Actually,
you.
Actually, we will talk tomorrow on the Get Answers to Life's Questions show.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yes, and that should be fun. And
oh my,
and that's Good Friday, so it'll be an even greater show on Good Friday.
Barbara, every day I'm on the show with you is always a Good Friday. It's so beautiful.
Yes. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for those who called in. And we will talk to you again either on Friday on the other show at 11 o'clock Central Time, noon on the East Coast, or next Tuesday on Morning with Jesus at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm beginning to understand time zones. Okay. Thanks
You're
so
good.
Much for listening.
That's what you just said. Oh.
I'm sending you all lots and lots of love.
Goodbye, everybody.